The Williamstown Theater Festival's Community Works Project is bringing Berkshire locals together with theater professionals for a main stage event opening Sunday. In the Heritage Room of the Williams Inn, the cast of Taiga and the Berkshires is running through one of the play's numbers before its world premiere Sunday. It's a new work, written by Obie Award-winning playwright Lucy Thurber, specifically for this season of the Williamstown Theater Festival's Community Works Project.
Williamstown Theater Festival is in its 64th year, and it is greatly known in the American theater community as being a place where there's a high standard of excellence, where actors and designers and directors at the top of their game come.
Associate Artistic Director Laura Savia.
And we are trying to now bring that same sort of rigor and standard of excellence that we do in our main stage work to the work we're doing here with folks who are our neighbors.
Partnering with 12 local organizations, the festival is carrying out workshops on theater year-round throughout the county.
And those range from Williamstown Youth Center, which serves, of course, children, to programs for senior citizens like Osher Lifelong Learning Institute in Pittsfield.
Community Works was initiated in 2015 by Artistic Director Mandy Greenfield, who told Savia she wanted to redefine the festival's relationship with its home.
Williamstown Theater Festival belongs to the Berkshires, not just inviting the Berkshires area to come participate as audience members, but to actually get involved in the art making itself.
The summer portion of Community Works is the culmination of the year-round trainings, bringing upwards of 100 locals, many of them first-time actors, into the festival for an original production. With the support of theater professionals, a work written by Thurber, drawn from the stories of the participants, is brought to life.
I really love working with non-professional actors.
That's director Lee Overtree. He's best known for his work with Story Pirates, an arts education program based in New York and Los Angeles that brings stories written by kids to the stage, mounting professional productions around their work.
I really enjoy working with people whose approach to theater is fresh. And my approach with them is, I can't say that I have anything super profound to say about it besides that I just treat them like they're professionals. And when you treat somebody like they are an expert, they usually turn out to be one.
The ordinary person responds to this because they recognize that they can feel it. Hey, this is sounding good. This is something I couldn't do. Now I can do it.
Barbara Mahoney is a cast member from Pittsfield. After teaching 7th grade for 25 years in Cleveland, she moved to the Berkshires in 1997 to run a bed and breakfast in Lee with her husband for 11 years. He died in 2010. Now retired, Mahoney heard about Community Works through the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Berkshire Community College. This is her third year performing in the project.
We have different racial groups, we have different ethnic groups, we have LGBTQ. We have age from 92, there's a woman who's 92, to the youngest is 5. Teenagers, it's across class lines, it's across educational lines. And I mean, to me, that's what a community is all about.
The process, it's only like a month, and we're literally like family.
Carter Marks, 11, is from Lee. Over the course of that month, she says rehearsals in the Heritage Room with the cast of around 80 have become something larger than just the production.
The room, that room, like, over there is, like, my safe place, kind of. It's just, I'm really comfortable in there. Like, everybody is comfortable, basically.
She says Overtree's directorial approach sets the tone.
He says, be you, kind of, and, like, you don't have to hide anything with, just be you, kind of.
I think theater naturally does that because you literally have to grab the hand of someone, and someone is telling you how to do that and why, and it has to do with something that there's a story, right, sort of hovering above us that we're all in service to.
Haley Sherwood is the Community Works Associate. This is her second year with the project, working with partner programs and encouraging and supporting the participants on a daily basis. As the project enters its third year, she says she's seen it grow.
We've like increased our partnerships, and we have like really good sort of return rate. We have a lot of people who have been in the show now for 3 years, and it has become part of their summers. They're shaping their vacation time around it. They are adjusting their work schedules.
Mahoney sees no end in sight for her involvement with Community Works.
Everybody's really kind and fun, you know, and then having little children there, and that is, it's just a wonderful experience.
Tyga and the Berkshires debuts Sunday at the Williamstown Theater Festival. For more about Community Works, its partner programs, and the play itself, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.